Have a great banquet at your own home, the comforts of your own home. I hope you did. I did. I want to open this banquet of the National Federation of the Blind with invocation, and we have our very own Abby Fleener to do our invocation. Abby?
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for allowing us to come together Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and tomorrow. We'll throw it all in there for the whole great weekend of the convention. It means so much that we are all able to come together and be together to fellowship and build the Federation as our Indiana affiliates. We thank you so much, and please bless all that are here. Bless all those who aren't, because we all need you in our lives, Lord. Please work with us to be the best we can be for the Federation and for you. I say these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Well, I think we ought to open this banquet with a door prize. How about you all? What do you say all?
I say we do it.
You say we do it, then the door prize team is ready, and I am ready.
All right. You want to do $50 from the state of Indiana?
Did we get a winner from last time?
I think.
I believe we did.
Let me think. Who was
we just had, for you, Pam. Door prize.
Thank you.
Door prize. Just for Pam.
That's right. No, Michael Harden didn't call back. That's right, Ron. He didn't. You want to just do that one again?
No, I want to add to it. So we're going to $50.
Okay.
And we're going to do plus the 25. It'll be $75 to kick off our banquet. How about that?
All right. And that goes to Garcia Scott.
Garcia, if you're here, raise your hand. And if not, you can call in at
317-504-5281.
You got 3 minutes, Garcia. Good job. All right. Tonight we're in for a treat. We've heard from her most of the weekend throughout some of the meetings. She's attended a lot of them, and she's thoroughly enjoying herself. Her and I had a conversation, and she thinks that we're doing very good. That holds well with our national report that she has to report back to President Rick Cabono. But what we're going to do is kick back, relax, have your beverage of choice, and listen to our powerful dynamic speaker. She is the vice president, first vice of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. She serves on lots of committees for the National Federation of the Blind, but most importantly, she serves on the board of directors, and she serves all of us. So not to belabor the point, here is our national rep to present our banquet presentation, Denise Avant.
Thank you very much, President Brown. Good evening. NFB of Indiana. You know, we've been meeting over Zoom the last 18 months. We had two successful national conventions and many virtual state conventions. We wish we could be in person, but thankfully, members of the National Federation of the Blind are able to stay connected to our movement. One blessing that Zoom has given us is that to allow people from other affiliates to attend various conventions. This has been evident today. We have the National Federation of the Blind Convention in 2022 to look forward. I hope to see you in New Orleans. I want to express my love and gratitude for President Brown and his wife, Jean. Their guidance and mentoring has been invaluable to me. They are two of the most wonderful and kind people you would ever want to know. When I visited with you in 2017, I had been president of the Illinois affiliate for 2 years. I had just gone on our national board. I hadn't even been to a board meeting yet. It was my first national representative assignment. Your president gave me some very sound advice. He said, Just be yourself. Tell your own story. Whenever I would see he and Jean at conventions and board meetings, they were all too willing to answer my questions and show me the ropes. President Brown seems to me very quiet and low-key. Yet he lets his enthusiasm for the Federation and helping blind people show at the right time and in the right places. He leads by example. He has a lot of knowledge and experience, and he knows when and at what times to show it. Tomorrow, you will elect new leaders, including a new president. Whatever happens with your election, I can say that President Brown will be available with love to support, mentor, and advise as he is needed. He loves blind people and he loves the National Federation of the Blind. I hope all of you appreciate his leadership. Appreciate and cherish the leadership that President Brown has provided as president of the Indiana affiliate for the past 26 years. When you choose your new leaders, including a new president, I hope that you will show them love, patience, and support. I will not spend a lot of time telling you about myself, as many of you have already heard about it. I was asked to talk about your theme, Stronger Together, and what that means to us as members of the Federation. To be a strong organization, we must and will create a safe space at all of our meetings. Keeping members safe from harm is a principle of ours. Safety is a benefit of membership in our organization. In addition to the provisions of our code of conduct, you have heard from Marcy Carpenter, Sarah Meyer, and Cheryl Fields about everything we have and are doing to make sure that all of our members are safe at the Federation is doing what we can to heal past traumas. Our diversity statement is found in Article 2 of our Code of Conduct. But I have been inspired by President Rick Bono's recent banquet speeches. They demonstrate all that we are in the Federation and who we hope to become. His banquet addresses to our conventions in 2018, 2019, 2020, and this past summer show that we are an organization committed to representing all blind people. Therefore, in 2018, President Rick Bono, in his banquet speech, Authenticity, Diversity, and the Synergy of the Organized Blind, focused on some contributions of women in the Federation movement. In his banquet speech this year, Reflection, Revolution, and Race, a growing understanding within the organized blind movement, he discussed Black Americans who contributed to the building and growth of our wonderful organization. In that speech, he said, quote, "We cannot remove ourselves from the nation in which we live. We cannot deny the influence of the pressures, perspectives, barriers, and inequities of that nation. A nation that is not broken, but simply unfinished. We can find hope, opportunity, and safety in knowing that we have created something meaningful within our nation. We have started by building a move where we can, as blind Americans, work together on an equal basis for change. Our movement, like our nation, is not broken, but it is unfinished. Our movement, like our nation, is diverse, complex, and not unlimited in resources. Our movement, like our nation, has not always gotten it right. However, we choose to come together in this organization to raise up all blind people in society. We choose this organization because we believe that the blind have the right and the responsibility to speak for ourselves, to speak and act for ourselves. We stay with this organization because, although it may be unfinished, we recognize that here we have the power to get more done together. He said later in that same speech, let us go together. I'm going to just pause here. I'm sorry. The audio. He said in that same speech, let us go together to find the blind who have not yet felt our strength. Let us show the world that diversity is unity. I know that the NFB of Indiana has a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee. I know you had a long and intense discussion on whether to even have one. During your DE&I meetings, you have had difficult conversations. Though you might get upset at times, I hope that you will listen and allow for differences of opinion. I can say that inclusion does not mean exclusion. In forming this committee, you are proving to yourselves, to the public, and people who might think you have to be of a certain type to be a member in the NFB of Indiana, that regardless of background, we are stronger together in the Federation. We represent all blind people, and we cannot achieve our mission unless we pull together and work to achieve our goals of equality, opportunity, and security for all blind people. My 16 years of active participation in the NFB, in my 16 years of active participation in the NFB, I have seen our strength demonstrated in many ways. We have 52 affiliates in the Federation, 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Our affiliates are different sizes. The Indiana and Illinois affiliates are medium-sized affiliates in the Midwest. Affiliates like Maryland, Texas, and California are larger. And yet, just as they are, we in Indiana and Illinois bring all of our members together to help blind people achieve self-confidence and self-respect, provide information and referrals, scholarships, protect the civil rights of blind people in our state, develop and evaluate technology, and support blind persons and their families. My late pastor would often say to our church, don't count people, make people count. This is what we do in Illinois and Indiana. Our love, passion, and enthusiasm for the Federation is no less than our brothers and sisters in the larger affiliates. And at the end of the day, we know we are one Federation, united in the purpose to bring equality, opportunity and security for all blind people. No matter our affiliate, we raise expectations because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. We know that as blind people, we can live the lives we want, that blindness is not what holds us back. Every affiliate helps the blind of their state according to the needs. For example, in Illinois, we place emphasis on helping blind children and young adults by promoting and participating in our national Braille Enrichment Literacy and Learning Academies or through Freedom Link, which is our transitions program. We have had an active and thriving scholarship program for years. It's through these programs that we are able to maintain a relationship with parents of blind children and lend support as blind children grow up to become confident adults. The Indiana affiliate may have placed emphasis on other areas. I've seen this afternoon your commitment and your spirit when it comes to this organization. I've heard about the things you do. I am talking about the Illinois affiliate only because this is the affiliate I know. You here in Indiana can think about the things you do and how you can do it even better. Because the Illinois affiliate work together, we are able to help our members and blind people in our state. It is a privilege and not a right to be a president of an NFB affiliate. And I had this privilege for 16 years. I had the support of our members, our chapters, our divisions, President Rick Abono, and the entire membership of the National Federation of the Blind. Some people look at being president of an affiliate as being glamorous, a glamorous job. But beneath the title and the outward trappings, there is plenty of work that a president must organize and help the affiliate do. We have to keep the connection between the affiliate and our national organization open. Based on what our affiliates do at state conventions, which is, of course, the supreme authority of our affiliates, we have to implement the policies which are reflected in the resolutions passed by the convention. We attend key meetings and make sure that the blind of our state are represented. We build the federation by finding new members, strengthening chapters, and developing younger leaders who will someday, hopefully, replace us as we go forward with our movement. We appoint two committees, willing, able, and talented volunteers to help with various federation programs in our state. These are programs like Newsline, Washington Seminar, state legislation, scholarship, Bell, and on and on. This is not a complaint. Far from it. We, as presidents, do our work, devoting countless hours to advancing the cause of blind people because we go forward with love, hope, and determination to turn blind people's dreams into reality. Last November, in my final report to the Illinois Convention, I reported the things that we had done as while I was affiliate president. And we in Illinois have had strong presidents over the years and good leaders and mentors throughout the affiliates and our chapters. there is institutional memory for any new president to step into. Early on, I learned the value of the connection and the linking between chapters and divisions, the affiliate, and our national office. I've tried to pass that on to our new president, Marilyn Greene, and other new leaders in our affiliate. In my time as state president, we continued to run two successful Bell Academies, had four scholarship winners, a Bolotin Award-winning transitions program for junior and high school age teenagers, known as Freedom Link. We sponsored a nationwide Braille Readers or Leaders contest in the years when it was not being run nationally. We successfully worked for blind parents' rights legislation in our state, accessible vote by mail ballots in the 2020 election, and a website accessibility at state agencies. I could not and did not do these programs on my own. In Illinois, we rely heavily on our board members and our members to volunteer their time and talent to all of the programs we have developed over the years. Patty Chang, who didn't seek the role as treasurer, agreed to be the affiliate treasurer. I just want to say that as an aside, that because of our love for this organization, we often do things we don't seek to do or even wonder if we have the capacity to do. Debbie Stein, who is the editor of Future Reflections and does a lot with the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, which is our division of the NFB, maintain the connections with the parents of blind children in our state. Kathy Randall, who is a past president, helped us raise monies for all of our programs, and she continues to do that today. Our members volunteer countless hours at our events and our outings, given freely of themselves to help blind children and adults in our state. Like the NFB of Indiana members, NFB of Illinois members freely donate their own money to the chapter affiliate to keep all of the NFB of Illinois programs going. We fundraise at both the affiliate and chapter levels. Our chapters freely contribute to our affiliate, and our chapter and affiliates freely contribute to our national organization to support our programs and policies. For example, in 2020, we had gave $25,000 for $25,000 for our two Bell Academies. When COVID-19 caused us to do a virtual in-home academy nationally, we turned the money over to our national organization to help with the expense. We gave a similar amount in 2021. In 2020, the Chicago chapter gave $1,000 to our national organization, which is money it would ordinarily use to spend on the in-person Washington seminar. Our chapters and the affiliates give to PAC, White Cane, Jernigan, Tenbrook, and Sun each year. In past years, we have donated to the NFB of Texas and Louisiana when their states have been hit hard by storms. Joe Ruffalo, the immediate past president of the NFB of New Jersey, would sign off his emails saying, "We care, we share." Early on the morning in July of 2020, just after a few days after our first successful virtual national convention, I called President Riccobono to say that the NFB of Illinois needed help because our state was late to the party when it came to making sure that the blind of Illinois could vote by mail accessibly, independently, and privately. We had less than 4 months to try to get an option for blind people to vote by mail. President Riccobono was actually celebrating and was taking a bit of a vacation. We talked about the issue for a few minutes, and as he promised, he reached out to Scott LaBar, our general counsel, and Scott emailed me within minutes asking for information. Scott, Luann Blake, and Jeff Kalock, staff members in our national office, remained with the NFB of Illinois throughout the advocacy process as we worked with the Illinois Board of Elections to secure the same rights to vote by mail as sighted citizens had for the 2020 general election. Our success became because we had the full weight of our organization behind us. We're in the process of trying to get state legislation to allow electronic ballot delivery and ballot return in our state for all future elections. Scott, Luann, and Jeff are again helping us with support as we attempt to get this legislation passed. Recently, we reached out to our West Virginia affiliate since the state has accessible vote by mail. I emailed their legislative director, Chad Keeney, to find out if they would attend our meeting to see if they could help us in any way. I received the following email, quote, "I've spoken to the others, copied, and we are sincerely appreciative to be able to speak to you during your Zoom meeting call on Tuesday and to assist our fellow Federationists in this endeavor," end quote. Last Tuesday, they spent an hour on Zoom working on ideas and solutions to an Illinois problem. We refer to ourselves as a Federation family. In leadership seminars, it is impressed on all of us that as members, the Federation belongs to all of us. It is not we and it is we and us, and not them and they. It's not the national office, but our national office. We should not be confused when President Riccobono refers to the Federation. When he does that, he is referring to our members, not just the national board, not just the state presidents, not just the staff, but all of us. One of the critical things we do at convention is elect officers. When your officers are chosen, don't hesitate to reach out to them. Presidents need to hear from you. President Brown will tell you that we don't know everything, no matter how many years we hold the office. We need you to communicate with us and give us ideas to help the Federation. Once the election is over, we roll up our sleeves and get to work on improving the lives of blind people. In 2008, the Chicago chapter had an annual election. Two friends ended up facing off one another. The person who lost the election had no idea that her friend had planned to run against her. Understandably, she was deeply hurt over the experience. But I will never forget her saying to me, "I don't care what she did. I'm still going to support my chapter president." For the rest of her days, she did various jobs, small and large, to support the chapter president, the affiliate president, and the National Federation of the Blind. She kept our membership list and calendars up to date and did whatever you ask her to do. Since it was time to get to work, her love and commitment to our movement was displayed in everything she did. That day, I was shown by someone who didn't even hold an office what it truly meant to be a member of the National Federation of the Blind. You don't have to be an officer or committee chair to be valuable. Posting to the calendar, selling tickets, and doing other things, small and large, is just as important as holding an office. Do we in Illinois agree with each other all of the time? No, we don't. There are strong personalities with different experiences, perspectives, and opinions. Do we sometimes get impatient with one another? Yes, but through it all, we respect and love one another. And above all, we love the Federation, and we stay focused on our purpose as members of the Federation. Sometimes we have to engage in person-to-person communication, no texting or emailing, just picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, what am I missing?" Or, "I meant this or that." It's not about us as individuals. It's all about blind people. When a state president has a question or is looking for a solution to an issue, they email the president's listserv, and instantly there is advice and answers from other affiliate presidents and sometimes President Rick Bono. We don't view someone from our national office or from another affiliate as an outsider. We are all members of the National Federation of the Blind, and we are stronger. We are strengthened as a movement when we know this. The National Federation of the Blind is a movement where we take collective action to advocate that all blind people be treated equally in society. When I was born in 1958, the NFB was fighting for our right to organize. Dr. Jernigan hadn't yet set up the Iowa Commission for the Blind, where blind Iowans learn to do things non-visually, and where people learn, perhaps for the first time in their lives, that it was respectable to be blind. We didn't know as much about blindness as we know today. The doctors told my very young parents that I would have visual problems. My parents thought that since I had some vision, I should use that vision and do the same things as a sighted child, and more importantly, in the same ways. They thought since I had some vision, I would have a chance at a successful life. I spent countless hours at the doctor's offices looking at print of various sizes under various lighting conditions and with all sorts of strengths when it came to glasses. My mother loved, cared, and protected me. But there were no parents of blind children to advise and mentor her and tell her my level of vision was not the thing that would determine my success. I didn't get my first cane until I was in the seventh grade. There was no early explorers program for my mother to access so I could confidently explore my surroundings. She didn't have the Reading Pals books with the large print and braille so I could be exposed to both. There was no national reading media assessment or any sort of braille program to help me learn and use braille. As a young child, braille did not come until freshman year of high school, and only because a teacher thought I might go to college someday and would need a way to gain access to even smaller print. This is not just my story in a nutshell, but it is the story of so many blind people across the country through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. The unfortunate thing is that it is still happening to blind children and their families today. I was able to get things figured out little by little, but I think that had I embraced the National Federation of the Blind sooner rather than later, things might have been a lot smoother. I joined the Federation because after years of trying, Black and white Federationists finally talked me into coming to a meeting. They taught me about the Federation. I became a leader in this organization because of Black Americans like Everly Hairston, Anil Lewis, and your president, Ron Brown, who showed me that this organization welcomed Black Americans and would welcome me to our movement. It matters when you can see someone who looks like you, talks to you, and tells you about the hopes and dreams we in the Federation have for blind people. Yes, our focus is blindness, but we cannot forget that we in the Federation represent all blind people. There is much work to be done. So, NFB of Indiana, when President Brown brings down the gavel tomorrow, support your new leaders, become active in your chapters and your affiliate. And let's go build the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
All right. I think that is the most powerful speech I have heard in quite some time. So, Michael, I want you to cue up Live the Life You Want by James from Tennessee, please. I think we deserve to hear that song. Thank you so much, Denise, while he's queuing that up. I appreciate your kind words and your sentiments. And as always, we will work together and we will be stronger together. Thank you so much for those powerful words. Door Prize team is getting ready. My mic cues up that song. I think we need to hear it.
Which version do you want? I got about three or four versions.
The one by James out of Tennessee, the original.
Oh.
Live the life you want.
That should be this one. Hey. Let's see.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much, Denise. That was very, very compelling and moving.
Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through. So you're blind, you'll be fine. We got good news. You can live the life you want. Yes, we know the truth. Grab a cane, get trained. Gotta get moving. Make a change on a wage. That's what we're doing. Come with me, yeah. And live yes, we know the truth. You and me, NFB, let's dream together. NFB, you and me, lives on forever. You will see, yeah. You can live the life you want. Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on. So you're blind, you'll be fine. We got good news. You can live the life you want. Yes, we know the truth. You can live the life you want. Yes, we know the truth.
Excellent, excellent. What a wonderful tribute. And thank you again, Denise, for those powerful words. And thank you, Michael, for queuing up this song. It was very appropriate. We're going to have a door prize. How about it?
Door prize. All right. $25 from the Indianapolis chapter. And it goes to Teresa Fleener. Teresa, raise your hand or call 317-504-5281. Oh, by the way, Garcia Scott barely got in, but he did. He won his $75.
All right. Cutting it close, Garcia. Cutting it close. But he got that money, and I'm glad. Up next, we're going to hear from our scholarship chair, and we're going to hear from our scholarship recipients. So let's get ready to hear from our capable scholarship chair. Here is Diane Graves. Oh, I know she can do it. You can do it, Di. I got faith in you. While she's struggling to unmute, Pam, give us one more.
Teresa's calling in, so we got Teresa. Okay, our next door prize is a $20 Circle City donated, and it goes to Jada Devereaux.
Jada Devereaux, okay. She gave one of our banquet, she gave our brand speech this morning, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she did.
One of our youngest Federation members.
Yeah. Jada, you can either raise your hand or call me at 317-504-5281.
All right, Jada. Let's see you get with it. Get them fingers to moving or raise your hand. Do we have Di yet?
Says she's unmuted.
It says she's unmuted, huh? Okay. Well, we might have to queue up another song.
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay. All right.
I started talking about queuing up another song, and you pop right in. You're like, no, we ain't having none of that.
Well, you can have another one if you want to. That was pretty good.
We'd rather hear from you right now, Di. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I just, first of all, want to say that I really appreciate Denise's words as well. Those were awesome, absolutely awesome, and very inspiring. So thank you for that. So our scholarships, I just want to say that I love chairing this committee. I love meeting our students where they are, showing them a little Federation love and showing them what we're all about, helping them go forth and live the lives they want. So I want to give a shout out again to the Newsline committee for enabling us to give a little bit more this year. I'm super excited about that. But we're going to have, 3 winners this year. And I'm going to announce those winners, and I'm going to ask them, to raise their hand, once their name is called. And I'd like them just to share a few words and tell us a little bit, if they could just name one thing that they got out of the convention this weekend. So if you don't feel comfortable doing that, that's okay, because I meant to get an email out to you and I didn't get that done. So my apologies there, but we'd like to hear from you if you're able. So Our first scholarship is going to be for $500, and that is going to go to Donna Williams. So, Donna, would you raise your hand if you're out there and share a few words with us?
Star 9, Donna.
Can you guys
hear me? Yeah, there you go.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. I can't thank you all enough for the support and the love and for this opportunity once again this year to continue on in my education. Thank you, Diane, for everything that you do. You've been a joy to work with, and I'm honored to be with this group of individuals as well, because it just shows what we're all about, and the support of one another is huge. And I think being a part of this convention again, listening today, I usually talk, but today I just absorbed it all because I just sit and think about everything that we need to, what's being done, what's been done, but what continues to be, need to be done as well, to enhance each and every one of our lives with our vision impairment or no vision at all. And I'm legally blind, so I'm in a tricky spot because some people don't understand what that means exactly. But I just cherish listening to the empowerment of each person, their journey, who they are, where they are, what they continue to fight for. And Ron, I hope I have to do a shout out to you, especially because of what I went through recently with my parking where I live, and you were so easy to contact and talk to. I greatly appreciated your input, and it was a good fight, and I mean that positively. And I definitely, it was funny because Ron said I really didn't need anybody to advocate for me because I was doing a fine job on my own. So,
absolutely.
I greatly appreciate it. Well, you are a great source for me to turn to for advice once again and how to handle it appropriately and professionally. And regardless of my disability, I wanted to be treated as a human being and not about my disability 100%. So I appreciate that. And again, I just admire so many people and all that gets done through this program and the support of everyone. And I hope as time marches on, I will become more a part of this cause because it's very important to me. And right now with school, and that's kind of my priority because my goal is to move forward doing that as well, helping others and with their disability, especially with the loss of sight. So I thank everyone, and again, Diane, for all that you do, and Ron, and just hearing everyone today, I've gotten so much. Again, my heart is just full. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. We'll keep on fighting. We're fighting with you. So then we have another $500, and that is going to go to Kristen Wilder. So, Kristen, if you're out there, will you raise your hand and share a few words with us if you'd like?
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say, firstly, thank you so much for this opportunity. I cannot describe to you how much it means to me. I've always wanted to go to college for a very long time. So this is just one step forward to my goal. I have to say, this is my first convention and actually my first time being involved with the National Federation of the Blind. And so far, I've had such an amazing experience. Moving to Indiana, my family and I really struggled trying to find resources for me as a blind child growing up. And it's too bad that I didn't know about this organization beforehand. Probably some of the most interesting things I've heard from this convention, just, you know, listening to everyone's stories and everything that they've experienced, and all the resources you guys provide. It's just wonderful. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you so much. So, with your first convention, we're hoping it won't be your last. We hope to see more of you in months to come. So, thank you for that. So, our final winner, with a scholarship of $1,000 will go to Katie Sabier. Katie?
Hi, thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate it. I'm so grateful and like I'm beyond words, but thank you so, so much. It means a lot, you know, to like help me, you know, with like a step forward and like, you know, paying for my education, you know, just to continue like striving to work to give back to the blind community and, you know, through research and through helping, you know, develop like more inclusive and universal ways of teaching to make education more accessible for everyone. And I'm just so grateful. And it's been amazing to attend the convention here today and just really get to see the strength in the collective energy that of everyone coming together and just getting to hear everyone's stories and how empowering it is. And just seeing how many things we can advocate for and how many things we can get done when we come together. And that strength is just super inspiring. And I've been so grateful to get to become more familiar with the Indiana affiliate through this convention and just to get to hear all of your guys' stories and, you know, just to, you know, be inspired and uplifted by all the things that you guys do. So thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You are all very welcome. And as you know, we'll be electing a new treasurer tomorrow. So I'm guessing we should probably be able to get those scholarships out to you within the next couple of weeks, I would think. Would that be a safe guess, Ron?
I would say that is a safe bet.
Okay, awesome. Well, there is our scholarship class of 2021. So there you go. Congratulations,
absolutely,
ladies.
Absolutely. Congratulations to all of you. What wonderful presentations from our scholarship class. Of course, we all know that our financial gifts is not what we give to you. That is the most meaningful gift. Our gift to you all is a gift of our organization. We will welcome you in our midst with open arms and hope that all of you will want to become one of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana members and be able to go to our national convention, because you ain't seen nothing yet. If you have not been to our national convention, it is most wonderful, and you are eligible to apply next year for our national scholarships if you're still in school, and we look forward to hearing great things from all of you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Let's have a door prize for that scholarship class, and thank you, Diane, for all the work that you do.
Well, Jada didn't call us back, so
oh,
we're going
right. No, Pam, she's right here. She came when Donna was, and her hand is raised.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Nobody said anything about it. Well, good deal. All right. Well, we won't give our present away then. We will send that. That's from the Circle City, and Lee will be sending out the checks that they have. So there you go, Jada. We got $20, and yeah, Lee will be sending that to you unless he hands it to you. Okay, well, then we have $25 from the Northwest chapter, and that would go to Amber Hall.
Amber! Wow.
Amber, if you're here, raise your hand.
If you're here, raise your hand, Amber.
If not, call us at 317-504-5281.
All right. So before I give away this last award, I want to quickly and briefly mention our Hoosier 20 campaign. Please, please, please know that we're kicking that campaign off this year. Someone said, what is the Hoosier 20 campaign? Well, our Hoosier 20 campaign is a campaign that we are giving from our hearts to our organization in the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. We will give $20 a month out of our own personal accounts and hopefully raise some money so that we all can fight the good fights that we fight in our advocacy efforts, helping folks like Donna Williams win her case battles, helping to fund our movement so that we can send folks to Washington, D.C. if we have in-person, and also helping to send folks to our national convention next July, which will be held in New Orleans, Louisiana. You won't want to miss this. But we need funding to help us handle all these programs. And so with your help and mine, we will build the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. All right. So I would like to just say a few words about this. Anybody thinking? Okay. I want to say a few words about this next presentation, and then we'll close out the convention after the after the meeting. So let me see. Denise, you have a comment first?
Well, Mr. President, I do have a question for you.
All right.
I wanted to know if the NFB of Indiana has Zelle, so that if somebody, let's say like a national representative, would like to donate some money, they could.
Well, I think we do. Tony or Pam, do we have Zelle capabilities?
Tony said no. I don't even know what it is. So
Zelle, it's like Cash App.
We have a couple. We have PayPal. And Venmo, but we don't have anything else.
Well, if President Brown could email me the Venmo information, I'll try doing it through that because I do have that. I don't like doing it through PayPal because they kind of take a percentage. So
yes, they do.
If you
say it's for friends and family.
If you say it's a friend or a family, they don't take any percentage.
Right. That's true. Would they recognize the NFB of Indiana as a friend? Will they flag it?
I don't know for sure. Tony said, just tell them you're a friend or something. They might do it. I don't know for sure. But we can send you the info for Vendo if you want.
Matter of fact, if you're talking about going through our website, you're putting money to the NFB of Indiana through our website.
Yeah, I think that's
what I think. If you hit the donation button, it defaults to.
Oh, okay. He said you could use it through PayPal on our website.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. But okay. Either way, we can do Venmo. We can do PayPal. We can do Cash App. We can walk over to your house and get that donation. I mean, you know. I'm not beyond that, you know, so just let us know and we'll get you that information. Thank you so much, Denise. That's a wonderful gift from you. We really appreciate that. All right, anybody else before we move on from money
situation? I got a question. Did Amber raise her hand? There's two hands up, so I'm just double checking before we tell her it's too late.
Okay.
Michael, can you tell? No, it says.
Okay, that's Katie, so lowered her hand.
I don't think Amber's here. She was this afternoon, but not now. I see.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So we will be giving away a closing door prize to end it tonight. But I have one other award that I want to give out. This award is named the John Jansen Award. This award is particular to Indiana. John Jansen was one of our staunch leaders back in the early days of our affiliate. John Jansen was one of our state presidents. He has done many, many good things to move the lives of blind people forward. He's now deceased, but the affiliate saw fit to name this award after him. This award is given to a federationist who does outstanding work in the field of blindness and amongst our organization. This award is not given out every year, nor is it given out lightly. We give this award out because some person has done exemplary work over the years and has not just quietly been a strong leader in our organization. The person that I'm thinking about works tirelessly in our organization. The person that I'm thinking about has done outstanding work for many, many years. Probably as long as I've been state president, they have been quietly getting the job done. This person is a male, and this person deserves this award more than anyone I can think of in this affiliate at this point in time. The committee has recommended that Tony Schnur get the John Jansen Award. So here to read the award to him is his lovely wife, door prize personality, Pam Schnur.
All right. It says, for staunch and unflagging spirit in the service of our friends and movement. It's a Jansen Award presentation of National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. It says, tried to make this print bigger. Hang on, guys. I'm sorry. Let me get this. I'll just pick this up. Okay. It says, let's see. Okay, it says Friends and Movement in memory of our finest and staunchest leader, John Jansen, and to show our appreciation and affection, we present this certificate of honor to Tony Schnur. You have directed your steps on the road of freedom, and likewise, we do come also. And it's dated October 9th, 2021. Here you go, honey. Have your plaque. It's a beautiful plaque. It's like black wood with a gold plate and black writing on it, and it's beautiful. There you go, Tony.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You want to have a few words? You have the floor, Tony.
There you go, honey. All right. Boy, that was a hard secret.
I do have to say, Pam kept a very good secret. Usually she lets things like that slip, but she did an excellent job keeping this completely secret.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, and I hope to continue to support the organization. Though I'm not one who likes to hold, roles of, offices, I do try to do what I can in the background, support the troops.
Well, we appreciate you, Tony. We appreciate all you have done over the years and all that you're going to do in the future. God bless you and your whole family. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, on that note, before we end tonight, is there any other announcements before we give our last door prize away for this evening? One announcement is that we will start tomorrow at 2 o'clock, but we'll probably open the Zoom room at 1:30, so says Mike and the tech team. So be ready to go for tomorrow's session. And I believe someone has a raised hand. I didn't hear because I was running my mouth. Mm-hmm. Who was it? Who's seeking?
That's Denise. I hadn't lowered her yet.
Okay. Great. Good deal.
Susan Jones.
All right. Susan Jones.
I just wanted to say a word. I was thinking about, gosh, things are really tight. Can I really afford to do $20 a month for the NFB of Indiana? And then it dawned on me, and something we should all think about. Look at, you would have spent at least $240 probably if we had had an in-person convention. So I said to myself, self, I think you can afford this. Go for it. So I want to send that to all of you and encourage all of you to give what you can toward the NFB 20 campaign. Thank you,
Susan. Thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. If we were in person, I'd have spent twice that amount, more than likely, because I probably would have been bidding on baskets and walking and cussing and that, and just having a fit because I can't win a basket from Tony Schnur. He always beats me out. So anyway, any other questions or comments about this evening? Anybody from the floor want to say anything before we adjourn this meeting? You can raise your hand and we'll recognize you. And for those of you who are not from our affiliate, we thank you guys for joining us tonight. And we will have our elections tomorrow. And you're welcome to join us then. Anybody else?
Mr. President.
Abby.
This is Abby. I just wanted to remind everybody who is calling in on your iOS or Android devices to do your best to go in and make sure that you have your name instead of your number present for tomorrow's election. That way it will help us. If you can't do it, then just be prepared. We're going to go through and ask you, hey, who's number so-and-so, or who's, so we can make sure everybody is properly named.
Excellent.
For the election.
Denise's hand came back up, so she must have something to say.
Thank you. All righty, Denise.
Actually, that's got to be a Zoom thing. I didn't raise my hand.
Oh, we got ghosts up in here.
Okay. Yeah. Darn those Indiana ghosts. I told John Jansen and his crew to just lay it down and rest, but they're not doing it. They're just getting antsy. So, okay. Is there any other questions or comments or announcements that anybody want to make prior to us adjourning?
441.
441 has a question. 441, whose number is that?
Last three digits.
Last three digits of your phone number is 441.
Isn't that Susan Jones?
31. That's it, yes. So her hand popped back up. Okay.
Okay, then I guess Corey.
I already spoke my piece.
All right. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, Susan. When a well placed piece it was. How about you, Corey? You're looking at Corey?
I'm here. I just want to congratulate Tony on the award. Just wanted to know if this could be an award that we do every year or every other year. This is the first time that I heard of this of this award, and I'm just curious if we would like to do this every year or every other year. So that's my question.
We only do it as often as it's necessary, Corey. That's probably why you haven't heard from it. We generally watch people in the organization, see what they're doing, working behind the scenes. You know, Denise made a very powerful speech tonight, and that is that you don't have to have an office in order to do the work of the organization. It will get noticed. And for 26 years plus, because I know Tony that long since I've been president, and all he does is do the work quietly with no fanfare. He has done brailing. He brailed our agendas. He's run our nominee. He's done what we have asked him to do. So we don't give this award often, and we probably will not give it every year. But then again, the new president, it'll be on him or her to make that decision. And the board of directors. All right. Anybody else?
2995.
2995. Can you unmute?
Hello, this is Kimberly. Good evening, President Brown.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi. This question goes out to Mr. Michael Law. Michael, my number, is it okay for the voting for tomorrow?
Well, we'll rename you tomorrow. We have the list of folks. So we just ask phone, since you brought it up, we ask people calling in on the phone to come a little bit early so that we can try to start as close to 2 o'clock as possible. So if you're involved in the elections or you're calling in on the telephone, come a little early so we can ask you who you are and get you renamed and so that we can make the elections move efficiently. That would be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Any other business?
Door prize.
Oh, somebody just lowered their hand. Okay. If there's no other business, then she had her hand. Okay. We're going to, wait a minute, let me ask her. Patricia McPherson, did you have a question? I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. There was a Patricia McPherson.
Hi, yes, this is Patricia McPherson from Ohio. I just wanted to say I enjoyed the portion of your convention that I was able to listen in on today. It was very professional, and I did enjoy it. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Patricia, for tuning in, and stay tuned. There's more. Lee Martin. Wow, he's unmuting. I just want to give a shout out to our
audio. Now I muted.
There he goes. Okay. Lee?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, I would like to thank you for all the years of service that you have done as president here in the state of Indiana. Your leadership has been really helpful to me over the years. And I know when I first came into the organization, it'll be close to 20 years ago when I first met you, when you were the organization of a chapter. And you know, through the years, we have fought a little bit. We have worked hard, and we have shared a lot and developed a friendship. And I just want to say to you, publicly, that I appreciate you and all that you have done and that all that you'll continue to do. So, you know, may God continue to bless you and keep you as you continue to bless others in this organization and outside this organization. So
thank you, Lee. Thank you.
And I also want to tell Tony, congratulations. I would be a little bit remiss if I didn't say it to him, but being as though I was the last winner of this award.
Yes, so, you were.
and I remember that evening at the banquet, I cried like a baby. y'all surprised me that day. Wanted to say that, and I just wanted to say once again, Mr. President, God bless you and keep me.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you. I received that in the spirit is given. Thank you so much. Let's see. We have, I believe, Craig McFarland.
Good evening from the Volunteer State.
All right. Tennessee's in the house, huh?
How are you doing, everybody? From Indiana. Hi. How's it going? I'd like to congratulate Ron for a job well done. 26 years is a long time. I thought it was longer than that. Congratulations to you, Tony. Good for your award. Good speech, Denise. It's always a good speech from folks on the Prairie Strait. Bring some of that money over because I know you got it. I know she knows folks over at Pritzker. I know he's got plenty of money. So, hey, bring some of that money over there to Indiana. Anyway, I just want to just thank you, Ron, because, you know, since 2005, I've been coming to the National Convention, and yes, I got to meet you and Gene, and you know, you're also hometown folks as well as Lee, you know. So I want to thank you for all that you've done and all that you will do, and you've been a good leader. And everybody gets all of us confused because I said, I thought you were Ron Brown. I said, you know, Ron Brown's taller than I am. I don't know what that is, but every time we're in Washington D.C. or yeah. Convention, they always get us confused. I said, we do not look alike. All black people do not look alike.
I think it's that Gary connection, Craig, because Craig is originally from Gary, you guys, and from Indiana. So we appreciate him, and we miss him since he's left our state. But he's doing good things in Tennessee.
Yeah, and I can congratulate for everything that you're doing. And whoever the next president is, when you go to Washington, D.C., make sure you do not order Chinese food.
Now I have to tell you guys about that later. That's an inside joke.
Thank you from the Volunteer State. Congratulations, everybody. And good luck on the election.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else? And then we're going to move on.
I think I see Mr. Payne.
Okay. Richard Payne from Ohio, state president of Ohio. Hey there, Richard.
Ron Brown, how are you, sir?
That's my guy. I'm doing fine.
great. I really have enjoyed the portion that I could drop in on as well. I did some things with my physical family today, and I always like to tune in on the Federation family, and I've enjoyed everything about the convention so far. As y'all have already said, Denise done a wonderful job. I've heard some great presentations and panels. Ron, I also echo that I know from being in a neighboring state and knowing you all of these years, you've done a wonderful job, you and the First Lady. And I also would like to say that we will continue to pray and work together to do what we can for blind people all across this nation. Thank you for the moment. I appreciate all of your service.
Absolutely. I couldn't have done it without my Federation family here. Thank you, Richard. I could not have done it without my Federation family here. So I'm going to, we keep getting raised hands. I'm trying to get to you, Pam. Pam's my. All right, Roosevelt. And if you can't unmute, that's okay.
Sorry about that, sir. I just want to congratulate you on your endeavor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Again, I couldn't have done it,
sir. And also, I was wondering. Yes, sir. And also, I was wondering, will there be archives of the convention for everything that happened this weekend?
Mike Loft, tech team, what you got?
You know, we've done it since 2017. Yep.
All right. It'll
take a couple of days, but we will have archives of everything and a few even with video where folks chose to turn on their camera.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I'm not going to take any other questions. I'm going to get to my capable door prize handler, and so we can let you guys go and get a good night's sleep because we're going to need it for tomorrow. So, Pam, what you got for us?
Well, I wanted to say before I give a door prize, Ron, I'm not going to say congratulations because you're not going anywhere. So there. But anyway, so
this
now
is
we're
true.
Gonna give the door prize. You're not going anywhere. Let me make sure. All right. Well, we didn't hear from Amber. So we're going to give this Northwest $25 again. You want me to add something?
Well, why not? To close out the convention, another 20 or 25 would be great.
Okay. How about another 25 from the Indianapolis chapter? And it's going to go to Judith, and I'm not sure how to say this last name, P-E-L-A-E-Z.
P-E-L-A-E-Z. Pels it. Anyway, Judith, you know who you are, and we are going to give you 3 minutes to call in and claim this door prize. And the phone number again, Pam?
317-504-5281.
All right. Thank you guys for a wonderful convention thus far. We will be dropping the gavel exactly at 2 o'clock. However, those of you who want to come in early to get your names renamed on your phones, please do so. We will have the Zoom room open by 1:30. This convention banquet is adjourned.